United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has launched a global appeal to counter hate speech related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Guterres says the pandemic continues to unleash a tsunami of hate and xenophobia, scapegoating and scaremongering. He's calling on political leaders to reinforce social cohesion and the media to do more to flag harmful content. The re-entry capsule of China's experimental new generation manned spaceship has successfully landed in Dongfeng landing site in Inner Mongolia. The return capsule is expected to be reused around 10 times. The manned spacecraft is designed to adapt to multiple tasks, including those that involve low Earth orbits and deep space explorations. It can also be used in the overall operation of China's space station. Chief negotiators for Sino-US economic dialogues have spoken over the phone. The phone call on Friday involved Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. They suggested the two sides strengthen cooperation over issues of the economy and public health. They also called for creating favorable conditions for implementing the Phase 1 trade deal. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has sent a verbal message to Chinese President Xi Jinping to congratulate him on the country's success in controlling COVID-19. The message says China is seizing a chance of victory in the war against the unprecedented epidemic. Kim Jong-un also says the relations between Pyongyang and Beijing are firmly consolidated and are getting closer and further developing on good terms with each passing day. New York City is starting to ramp up its COVID-19 antibody testing. Mayor Bill de Blasio says over a quarter million tests will be done over the next few weeks.
On top of the 140,000 for the first responders and the healthcare workers, we're adding another 140,000 for everyday New Yorkers. Combined, 280,000 people will get antibody tests in just the next few weeks in New York City. Over a quarter million antibody tests will be given. These are numbers that really start to add up, even against the size of a city as big as ours.
Previously, antibody testing has been aimed at frontline workers, but de Blasio says the new effort will include everyday New Yorkers. De Blasio also told the media that the city is in dire financial trouble. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab is warning that any easing of Britain's lockdown represents a huge risk and could be stalled by an increase in infection rates.
If people abandon the social distancing, if we forget the sacrifices that were made to get us through the peak, to get us to this point, the virus will grow again at an exponential rate.
Raab made the remarks as Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to announce the next steps in Britain's battle to tackle the novel coronavirus on Sunday. The French Prime Minister says his country is ready to start lifting its coronavirus lockdown from next Monday as planned. However, some regions, including the Paris area, where the disease is still circulating, will keep some restrictions. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says the country has made enough progress in slowing down the spread of the virus. Next week, about 1 million children and 130,000 teachers will return to school. The country's borders will remain closed until further notice. Philippe says the government will reinforce restrictions if the spread of the new coronavirus accelerates again. As of Thursday, COVID-19 deaths in France rose by 178 to nearly 26,000, the lowest increase in 4 days. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government and the country's 10 provinces have agreed to increase pay for essential workers who have to work during the coronavirus pandemic. Ottawa will contribute about $2.1 billion, representing 75% of the total cost of the increased wages. Trudeau says the provinces will determine who is essential and the amount they will receive. Canada's military is increasing its support of long-term care homes in Quebec, the province hardest hit by the virus. Canada has recorded nearly 64,000 coronavirus cases and over 4,000 deaths as of Thursday.